Shalom Aleichem, Rabosai. Today's daf is Shabbos daf Lamed Beis. We are holding on Lamed Aleph Amed Beis. We just finished Bedikas Chometz in the house. So it's a very exciting time. The daf happens to be a bit more sobering, but that doesn't stop us from learning the Heilig Teira. All right, let's see. The Mishnah says Al Shalosh Averos Nashim Mesos B'Shas Leidasin. Women Rachman Litzlan Lo Aleinu. Pass away during childbirth for three averos. If they're not careful, if not careful about taking challah and lighting candles. So the Gemara is going to explain each one of them what the deal. Nida my time. What's the reason why nida causes a woman rachmal itzlan to pass away during childbirth? Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, he kilkala bechadre bitna, because she messed up inside of her stomach. Right, the hilchos nida, certainly talking about her menstrual cycle. Right, if she violated averos and was not careful about the halachos of inside of her stomach, so the fikach, therefore, talakeh bechadre bitna, she should be, afflicted, or rachman atzlan killed, or, the mida keneged mida is also inside of her stomach. So the Gemara says, tenach nida, so I understand nida, that makes a lot of sense, but chala v'lakas aner ma'ikil ha-meimar, so what does chala and lighting candles have to do with anything? Just like somebody from the Galil, right, the northern part of Eretz Yisrael, darshan down in front of Rav Chisda. Amar Kosh Baruch Hu, Kosh Baruch Hu said, Revias Dam Nasati Bochema. I gave you Revias Dam, Rashi writes, Chai Adam Tluyimba, that a person's life is totally in at least a Revias of Dam. We know Revias Dam is enough to be Matame in an Ohel. So Revias Dam, I gave to you. Al Iskei Dam, his hearty Eschem, I warned you about the Dam, the halachos of Nida, Dam Nida. Reishis Karasi Eschem, I called you my Reishis, I called you the first, right? The first Rashi in Chumash, Bereishis, Bishul Yisrael, Shunika Reishis. Am Yisrael is called the first, the best of the nations. Rashi would quote here, quotes a different pasuk, the Reishis Tuasa and Yermia. Okay. Al Iskei Reishis, his hearty Eschem, and I warned you about the Reishis, i.e. the challah, taking the challah. Neshama nasati bachem, I gave you a neshama, kruya ner, and it's called a candle, right? We had that before, that where the guy said better to extinguish a candle that a person made than extinguish a person, a candle that a Kosh Baruch Hu made, right? When we're talking about whether you can extinguish a candle for a cholosh yesh bo sakana, we had that before. And I warned you also about to make sure to light Shabbos candles. And matem mekaymen osam, if you fulfill these halachos, then mutav, so that's great. Vim lav, hareini nutal nishmaschem. But if not, so I'll take your neshama back. Right? I'll take back the revius of blood, or I'll make you not first anymore, or I'll take out the ner neshama that I gave you. Okay, that's fine, that makes sense, but ma'ishna b'shas nila dasan. So why do women pass away during childbirth? Marava, Nafal Torah, so the Gemara says a bunch of phrases here that Chazal explained, that basically the bottom line is, between all of them, is that when things are dangerous, so it's, it's very, that's like an inopportune time, right? When a woman is giving birth, nowadays we kind of sort of take it for granted until you have a delivery that's not so posh it. But, tremendous nisim happen when a woman gives birth, and it's not a safe time at all for the woman. So, in a time of danger, as the Gemara is going to continue and explain, so that's like kind of like a time that calamities happen. So, Rava said, Nafal Torah Chadei L'Sakina. If the ox has fallen, so go up and make the knife sharp. Sharpen the knife, meaning get ready. It's the easiest time to shech the cow is when his neck is down on the floor. Amar Abaye Tapis Teros Amasa Bechad Machtura Lehave. The maid should rebel with one strike of the rod, it will be punished. Meaning that a servant who is rebelling against you can be punished for a bunch of different things with one hit. So Rav Chisda said, Shavki the Ravya minafshe nafil. Leave the guy who gets trashed, the guy who gets drunk, leave him alone, he's going to fall on his own. You have to push him down. Mar Ukva said, Raya Chigra v'Izei Riatan. Again, these are all just phrases they had back in the day. When the shepherd is a cripple and the goats are running around him, kind of an amusing image. Abav Chutra Mili, so the gate is open, for words, for Musar. Vabei Dari Chushpana, and at the door of the pen is Chushpana. The Cheshbon is the judgment. Rav Papa says Abav Chan Vasa Nefishe. At the door of the chenveni, at the door of the market or the store, nefishe achi umarachme. There are a lot of brothers and people who have mercy on this person, and people who like him. But abav bizyone, but at the door of when a person is bizyone, there's a humiliation here. Lo achi v'lo umarachme. There are neither brothers or any people who love him or who have mercy on him. So right away, again, all for more or less, Torah saying that when things are dangerous, so that's when Rachman Tzlan bad stuff happens. V'gavrei hecham mebadzke. So fine, okay. You just told me that women, you know, have a tough time if they're not careful about those halachas. But what about men? Right, when are men mebadzke checked by Kosh Baruch Hu and Rachman Tzlan could get punished for their averos? So I'm Rish Lakish b'shasha over an elegesher when they cross a bridge. And, back in the day, right, crossing a bridge was pretty dangerous. So Gemara says, "Gesher is too low." Well, that's it. That's the only time a person gets checked. So Gemara says, "Ema ke'in gesher." No, just in scenarios that are like crossing a bridge, meaning when there are dangerous times. And lo aleinu, Rachman al-Tzlan. Unfortunately, nowadays, certainly with the magifa, the coronavirus, that certainly counts. So we should all be bodek in our meisim. Lamaisa, in dangerous times, so that's when Kosh Baruch Hu is kind of checking our schuyos. Rav lo over b'mabara. Rav would not cross a river. Diyaseh be'ovi kochavim. Mabara is a boat, meaning you wouldn't cross a river on a boat where the guy wasn't sitting on the river, right? This is no. But you wouldn't cross a river on a boat where a guy was sitting. Because Amar Dilma Mifkadlei Dina Alei, because maybe Kosh Baruch Hu will have judgment on him. Mistafina Be'adei, and I'll be dragged on. I'll be dragged down with him in his judgment. Right, he'll just kind of like be added on to the whole thing. Shmuel lo Avar Ella B'Mavra Diisbeig Over Gochav. Shmuel did the opposite. He would only cross a river on a boat with a guy. Amar, because he said Sitna Betrei Ume Lo Shalit. The Satan is not able to betray Ume with two nations, Lo Shalit. He doesn't have control over two different nations, meaning, I guess, the Goy, the Edom, or Yishmael, or whatever, and the Jew. So, meaning it's, what's the It could be that, the Malachim Avos only usually has, or Malachim in general, only has one job. We see that by Avraham Avinu. So it could be that to take two people from different nations was, Shmuel felt that was not something a Malach would do. Okay, Rabbi Yanai Bodik Vava. Rabbi Yanai would check a boat before he would get onto it, just to make sure it was safe, and then he would cross. Rabbi Yanai Latane, and Rabbi Yanai agrees with himself. Damar, as he said, La'olam al-yamid adab b'makam zarkana, a person should never be in a dangerous place, lomar she'osam lones, and say, you know what, I'll just have a miracle performed for me. So Shema Enosam lones, because maybe he won't get that nes. V'imosam lones, and if they do a nes, a miracle for him, minakin lomis chuyosav, so they take it away from his chuyos, right? That comes with a price, right? If you get a nes done, right, Hashem's not dishing out nisim just stam, so that comes, and you'll have less chuyos after that. I'm Rabbi Chanin said, my kra, what's the pasuk? Katolti mikol ha-chasidim mikol ha-imes. Yaakov Avinu said in his tefillah, before he went to see Esav, he was nervous. Why was Yaakov nervous about meeting Esav? Didn't the Kosh Baruch Hu promise to take care of him? So Yaakov said, yeah, listen, I'm concerned that, you promised to take care of me, but maybe, like Chazal say, Shema Yigro Machet, because maybe he had some sort of sin, but also because I've become smaller because of all the chesed and the emes that you've done for me. Rabbi Zeira B'Yomah D'Shusa, Rabbi Zeira, on a day when there was a lot of bad winds out, lo nafik the Beni Dikla, he wouldn't walk between palm trees. That makes sense. He was concerned that was an inauspicious thing to do during that time. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Bereid Rabbi Yehuda, lo olam yivakish adam rachmeim shelo yechle. A person should daven, he shouldn't become sick. Hashem yechle, because once he becomes sick, omrim lo, they say to him, meaning the malachim, the shamayim, they say to him, okay, havei zchus v'yipater, bring us a zchus, and then we'll free you. We'll make you better. Meaning, it's almost as if once a person becomes sick, So he need, once a person is fine, so you need a reason to make him sick. But once he becomes sick, so then you need a reason to make him better, and then like kind of like the burden of proof is shifted to you. Amar Ukva, Amar Ukva says, my crow, what is the pasuk that says? Ki pol hanu fel mimenu. The pasuk says he will fall from there. That pasuk is talking about the person has a chiyuv to put a fence around his roof. Why does the person have to put a fence around his roof? Ki pol hanu fel mimenu. Because the guy who falls will fall. It's like Gemara says, mimenu, from him, lavi raya. Meaning, if the guy who has fallen, ki upol hanofel, the fallen guy, mimenu, it is upon him to bring a kind of like a raya and a proof that he should get better. Tanu d'bei Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel taught in the Beis Medrash, ki upol hanofel mimenu, learned it a little differently. Roy ze lipol misheshes remei breshes. Really, this guy was supposed to fall from the beginning of time. And for whatever reason, that this person, he was preordained. Perhaps Kosh Baruch Hu from already from Maisa Bracious, saw that this was going to happen. Rashi says Shenigul Lefanav Adorus Maseim. Kosh Baruch Hu realized that even though this person was supposed to fall, Hare Lo Nafal, he hadn't fallen yet. The Kasuv Karo Nofel, and he calls him someone who has fallen. Right, meaning what's the pasuk saying? Put up a gate around your roof because maybe the guy who has fallen will fall. Pusk is already calling him someone who fell already. Sigmar says, so you see, what's a pshat? We associate schus with someone who's zakai and chova al dechayev, meaning this guy apparently was chayev for something. His judgment was that he needed to fall or get killed or rachman slam get punished for his actions. So the chova alachayev, right? The migagul and chova alachayev. We add kind of like chiyuv type judgments on someone who's already chayev. So what's up shot there? Meaning that who's the guy who's chayev? Not only is the guy who has fallen chayev, right? Because he falls, right? And it's the Kosh Baruch Hu that for whatever reason. A judge that this person should pass away, but the guy who's chayiv is also the guy who didn't put up a fence. Right? He violated the isser of the mitzvah to put up a fence. He didn't do that, so that guy is also chayiv. So we see that someone megalgalin choval chayiv. We see the fulfillment of justice on the guy who got killed via the person who didn't fulfill the mitzvah of making a fence. Tanu Rabbanan. Tanu, the Braisa, Chazal taught us in the Braisa. Misha Chala Benat Alamo is someone who is sick and became, he may pass away, looks like he may pass away. Omrim lo hisvade, they tell him, du vidui, shekein kol ha-mumsim mizvadim. Because all the people who are chayiv misa, du vidui before they're put to death. Adam yotze l'shuk, when a person goes out to the market, yehidomah be'enav kemisha nimsar l'sradiot. It should be in his eyes as if he went over, he's handed over to an officer. Meaning sense, he's going to take him to stand trial. Chash barosho, if a person has a headache, that's even a little bit worse. Yehidom abeinov kemishin nesano bakolar, it should be as if they put him in chains. Alo lamita v'nafal, if a person is in sick in bed, yehidom abeinov shekamo shehalu legardon lidon. Right, it should be as if they brought him up to the docket to be judged. Call it Olo Lagardam Lidon, and anybody who goes up to the docket to get judged, if Yeshlo Prakliton Gedolin Nitzol, if he has these big Prakliton, like people to argue for him, so if he has friends in high places, so then Nitzol, he is saved. Vimlav, but if not, Eno Nitzol, he won't be saved. Ve'elu Hain Prakliton Shal Adam, and these are the friends in high places, what is that? Tshuva Maisim Tovim, that's what can save us from judgment. In the heavenly court. Rafilu Chamios Vidisha Vitisha Malam Dina Love Chova, and here a little bit of a bright spot. Even if there are 999 let's say Malachim or in the heavenly court, I guess people or spirits, whatever it is, Malachim or trying to say that he's Chayev, the Echa Malam Dina Love Schus, but there's only one up there who says, you know what, I have a schuss for this guy. Nitzel, he is safe. Shemem, as Bozak says, in Yishalav Malach, Melitz Echad, Mipi Elef, Lahagi Lodem, Yosho, Vayichanenu, Vayomer, Padehu, Meredes, Shachas, etc. Rabbi Eliezer, Benosha, Rabbi Yosef, Lili Omer, so Afilu Kshamios, Vetishin, Vetisha, Vayoso Malach, Lachova. Even if that Malach has 1,000 thoughts in his head, whatever that means, and 999 of them are lechova, but he has 1/1,000th of his thought process is lechus. So nitzol, that person is safe. Shemar meilitz echad nini elef. Okay. Tanu rabbanan al shalosh averos nashim mesos yoldos. Similar to our Mishnah, for three averos the women pass away when they're giving birth. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Nashim Mesos Yeladus. Rabbi Elazar says, no, a little different, that women, not in childbirth, but they'll pass away, Rachman al-Tzlan, when they're Yalda, when they're kids, when they're young. Rav Acha Omer, Rav Acha says, Bavon Shemechabsos Tzoas B'nehem B'Shavas. What's the chait here? They can also pass away for getting out excrement from their kids' clothing on Shabbos. Right? It's a violation of Libun. Right? Meaning that for Chilul Shabbos, that can also happen to someone, to a woman, as I would imagine a man as well. Vesh Omrim, and some people say, right, it's just more natural for a woman to be doing the laundry, certainly back then, and also, I guess, nowadays. Vesh Omrim al shekorin la'aron ha'kodesh arna. And some people say, no, that this can happen to a person if they call the Aron Kodesh in the shul Arna, which is an Aron, which is just a closet. Meaning they don't treat the Beis Medrash or the Beis HaKnesses, the Aron Kodesh, with proper kavod, which reflects a greater world view of which is problematic and could Rachman al-Tlan leave to dying early. Tani with Lendon Abraisa, Rabbi Shmuel ben Elazar, Omer Shmuel ben Elazar says, Bavon Shnei Dvarim Amei Aratzim Mason. Through two sins, Amaratzim are going to pass away. Al Shakar La Aron Hakodesh Arna, because the same idea, same way we just quoted. Al Shakar and the basic Knesset Beis Am, and they call the shul the house of the nation, meaning just a place where people gather. Right? It's a social place to gather. So if Amaratzim call a shul a place, just a social hall, so that's a problem that could Rachman Tzlan lead to tragic consequences. Tani will end in a brisa. Rabbi Yossi Omer. Rabbi Yossi says Shlosha Budke Misa Nivru Beisha. There are three scenarios, three things that we mentioned in the Mishnah will check the woman, check if she is chayav misa. Ve'amrilei, and some people say shlosha divkei misa, some three things that stick to a woman. Devek is glue, so three things that cause misa to stick to a woman. And those are three things that we quoted. Need the chalav adlakas on there. So chadak Rabbi Elazar, v'chadak Rabbanan, and that lines up like the Machlokas Rabbi Elazar and Rabbanan, right? Rabbi Elazar said that it's Nasham Mesos Yolados when they're kids, and Ramaisa, that is that's Divke Mesim, and because Bodke Mesim, because when we check to see if a woman should die, so that's when she's giving birth. That's the Chachamim, but Divke Misa. Rabbi Elazar Shita that says that they pass away. Okay. Tanya will end in a brisa. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, Hilchos Hekdesh Trumos Umaisris. Those three halachos, Hein Gufei Torah. That's as basic as you can get in the Torah. Venim Surula Amar Aretz. But they were given to the people. We have to trust people that they took Trumos Umaisris in terms of Hilchos Hekdesh, that they're not consuming Hekdesh, or they're separating Hekdesh in a proper way. So those three things are very, very basic and very, very important, but they're given over to Am Yisrael. Rashi says, Shalom Masr LeBeisdin Limnos Shomrim LaDavar. Right? We don't find anywhere that Beisdin sent out people to check and make sure Trumas and Maestros were being separated appropriately. It's given over to the people. We have to believe them. Ve'amina Torah is called Adam. Right? That's what Rashi says. Okay. Tanya Willand and Abraisa. Rabbi Nassan Omer Bavon Dorim Mesa Ishash. Mesa Isha Shal Adam. With the sin of not fulfilling a person's vows, taking a neder, taking an oath, and not fulfilling it, so Rachman Tzlan, a person's wife, will pass away. Shneimar, as the pasuk says, Im Ein Lecha L'Shalem, if you have nothing to pay back, Lama Yikach Mishkavcha Mitachtecha. Why should I take your bed, or what you sleep with, from underneath you? And you can understand the imagery. Rebbe Omer, Rebbe says, not the imagery, the allegory, the mashal. Rebbe Omer Rebbe said, "Bavon Adarim Bonim Mesim." With the sin of, again, this not fulfilling of Nadarim, Rahman Lutzlan, a person's children will pass away, Kishem Kitana, when they're young, Shemar's Bazak says, Al Titain is Picha Lachti es Basarecha. Don't let your mouth cause your flesh to sin, to be taken. Malach Kishkagahi, don't say it was an accident. Lama Yitzof Elokim al Kolecha, why should Hashem be upset about your voice? And destroy what you created with your hands. Eze, Maisa, Yodav, Shaladam. What is the real true? This is also a good Musar. What's the real true Maisa, Dehem of a person? Right, Have Omer, Bonav, Vnosav, Shaladam. That's your sons and daughters. It's not your work. It's not the things you're creating. It's not anything you've, your hobby. It's what does a man really create? Right, that's his kids. Tanar Rabbanan. Bryce says, "Bavon Adarim Bonim Mesim." Similar thing we just said that with if you don't fulfill a neder, so Rachman al Islam children pass away. Divrei Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yudah Nasi Omer. Rabbi Yudah Nasi says, "Bavon Bittul Torah." No, Bittul Torah also causes Bittul Torah is what causes Rachman al Islam children to die young. So the Gemara says, "Bishlam al Manda Omer Bavon Adarim." I understand. According to the guy who says, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon, who says it's based on Adarim Kid Amran. That's what we just quoted that pasuk. Where do you see that the pasuk tells me that a person's children, Rachman al Islam, will pass away for Bittul Torah? Someone says, "Dechtiv lashavi kaseis b'nehem u'sar l'lokachu." Right, for no reason I have hit or killed your children, u'sar l'lokachu, because you didn't take Musar. Right, you didn't take Musar in terms of limud haTorah. Just to find that Rashi over there, yeah. Right, Ela Bishvil Hamusar, Rashi writes, "Da Hainu Torah Lo Laku Lo Lomdu Lashon Lakach." Right, you didn't learn the proper Torah, you didn't take proper Musar, you didn't learn enough Torah. Okay, it's a shame we should always look to learn as much Torah as we can. Rabbi Nachman Bar Yitzchak Amar, Rabbi Nachman Yitzchak says, "Laman Damar Bavon Nedarim Nami Mehacha." Turns over Rabbi Shimon Elazar, who says it's because of Nedarim. You can also learn it from this pasuk. Lashavi Kaseis Benechem Al Iske Shav. Right, why did Kosh Baruch Hu Rachman Latzlan hit or kill children? A person's children when they're young, al iske shav, from the fact that they lied. You know, they said they would do another and they didn't fulfill it. Rabbi says, "Michti, one second. Rabbi Yudah Nasi, Hainu Rabbi. Rabbi Yudah Nasi is Rabbi. The Rabbi, Bavon Adarim Kamar. And Rabbi, if you remember the Brisa before that, right, we quoted Rabbi Nasan, and then we said, Rabbi says, Bavon Adarim Banim Mesim, Kshim Kitanim, Shinam. I quoted that whole pasuk in, where was that pasuk? In Koheles? Yeah, in Koheles. So, one second. So then, in the second brisa, Rebbe said it's because of Bittul Torah. So Gemara says, "Bosad d'shamik Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon." After Rebbe heard it from Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, so then he changed what he held. Okay. Pligi bar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba Rabbi Yosi. Chad amar bavon mezuzah. One says that Rachman al Islam children can pass away because of this chait of not putting up a proper mezuzah. One of them says because of Bittul Torah. So Lamad Amar Bavon Mezuzah, according to the one who says it's Bittul Torah, it's because of Mezuzah. Mikra Nidrash Lafonov, Velo Lefnei Fonov. Right, he darshans out two psukim that are topics that are next to each other, but not two away. Because what does it say in Kriyashma? Right, it says, Uchsav Sama O Mezuzah B'Sechav Yisharecha, Mezuzah B'Sechav, and then it says, Laman Yirbo Yimeichem V'Mei V'Neichem Ala Adama. That a person should do the mezuzah so that a person's children should live for many, many years on the in Eretz Yisrael, on the land. So those two are back to back. So that makes sense. Why you would say that if a person's not makayim mezuzah, so you're not going to get leman yirbu yimeichem v'mei v'neichem. U'leman damar bavon b'dal Torah, but according to the one who says b'dal Torah, as a mikra nidrash lefanav v'lefnei fanav, because he can even darshan out, you can even learn parashios that are two away from each other, because what does it say before? You should teach your children's Torah, and then etc. etc. And then it says, so that your children will live a long time. So that's how that works out in Kriyat Shema. Plingi bam Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yehuda b'machlokas. Chad amar b'vam mezuzah, v'chad amar b'vam tzitzis. This is new. Right? One says it's because of mezuzah, one says it's because of tzitzis. Bishlam alamad amar mezuzah, b'avam mezuzah. It makes sense according to the one who says about mezuzah dechtiv uksavtam mezuzah visharecha uksivasrein. It says right after that lamayim b'mevechem v'mevenechem. Right, like we just explained, you have those two things back to back. So it seems that they're connected. Elamad davar avon tzitzis. My time, where do you see that tzitzis causes rachmalatzlan children to pass away? So Amar Rav Kahana v'tema Shila Mari. Maybe it was Shila Mari, an interesting name of the Tana, or is Rav Kahana? I guess an Amora. Dichtiv, the pasuk says, "Gan bechnafayich nimtzu dam nefashos avyonim nikiyim." Even in your knafayich, in the corners of your garments, nimtzu dam nefashos nikiyim. You can find the innocent blood. So you see that a chait, referring to the corner of your garment, causes Rachman Atzlan blood to be spilled. But Nachman Bar Yitzchak Amar, Laman Damar Bavo Mezuzah Nagin Gehacha. You can also learn, according to the guy who says it's Mezuzah, you can also learn from this pasuk. The Chtiv pasuk says, Lobo Machteris Mitzasim, I have not found it in a Machteris, in a tunnel, Shasu Psachim Kemachteris. They made their gates like tunnels, meaning a tunnel, which is like round, does not have a mantle, does not need a Mezuzah, but they're their openings, meaning Bnei Yisrael didn't, Rachman Atzlan, if someone doesn't put up a mezuzah, so that makes it like a mezuzah. Just to clarify, the end of the pasuk talks about children, Rachman Atzlan, passing away. Right, that's what Rashi says. Okay. Amar Eish Lakish Rav Shlakish says, called Azar B'tzitzis, if someone was careful about wearing tzitzis, Zochu Misham Shem Lo Shnei Alfin U'Shmona Me'oz Avadim. Should be zeichet to have 2,800 servants. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Kolomar Hashem Tzarkos Bayanim Hahema Asher Yachziku Asara Nashim Mikol Shanos Agoyim. Be 10 people from all of the languages and the tongues of the world. Vechziku Beknaf Ish Yudi Leimor and Elcha Imachem. And basically, how does that lead you into right? So 10 times 70. Right, there's 70. Nations of the world, so 10 men from each and 10 men on each of the four corners, so that's 700 times 4, right? That's the Rashi over there. Okay, well, you can check it out. Simon, now we have a Simon, and we're not going to explain it because it really just lists off the things we're about to talk about. Sane Chala, Trumos, Nigzelas, Dina, Shua, Shibruchta, Giluya Venuvalusa. All right, we're going to talk about all those things right now. So let's do that. Well, not all of them, but between today and tomorrow. Tanya Olender, Braisa, Rabbi Nechemya Omer, Bavon Sinas Chinam. For Sinas Chinam, Rechon Otzlan, Meriva Rabba, Besoch Beso Shal Adam. You don't have Shalom Bayis. Vishto Mapalas Nafelim. A person's wife will give birth to, the children won't survive the childbirth, stillborns. Ubanabu Vnosav Shal Adam, Mesim Kshem Ketanim. And children die young. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yehuda says, Bavon Chala, if a person doesn't take Chala properly, in Bracha b'mechunas, there's no Bracha on his, what is gathered in, i.e. his produce from the field, Umeira Mishtalachas Basha'arim, and there's a curse on the Sha'arim, here it means the gates of the marketplace, there's a curse, Rashi writes that you're not going to have, Ba'otsaros Yayim v'shemen. In terms of wine and oil, there will be a curse. What does that mean? Shemochrim bayakar. The prices will go very high. There's a lot of inflation. Vizorin zorayim v'acherim oklim, and people will plant seeds, but other people will eat. Shneimar, as the pasuk says, Afaniya says, Zos lachem, divkati alechem behala, eshashachafes, v'zakadachas, mechalos enayim, v'divos nafesh, v'zratem larik, v'zratem, v'achalu oyveichem. That pasuk in the Tochacha says that you will plant seeds and your enemies will eat them. Al tikri behala ela bechala. And what does it say behala? Right, the pasuk says, vivkanti alechem behala. Really, you should say it's bechala. The chala is the cause of all these troubles. Vim nosnin, and if a person does give chala properly, so then misbarchen, they get a bracha. Shenamar, as the pasuk says, reishis arisosichem tenu lekohen laniach bracha el beisecho. Bavon bitol trumos and maestros, but if a person doesn't take trumos and maestros properly, shamayim netzarim milahur tarol matar. But the skies are closed, they don't bring give down, they don't give tal is dew, matar is rain. Vayoker hava, and therefore, and then there's, again, high prices. Vasachar ovid, and any schar, any profit that you're going to make from your business, that's going to be down the drain. Uvnei adam ratzin achar parnasosam ve'magia, and people, magian, people kind of run after Parnassa and they don't get it. Shem, as the pasuk says, Tzia gam chom yuzalu mimei sheleg sh'ol chato. So Gemara says, my mashma, how does that pasuk teach me this? Right, again, Tzia gam chom, in terms of the heat, meaning the heat, the warm season, the summer, yigzalu mimei sheleg will steal the waters of snow, i.e. rain, Sheol chato, and Sheol is like the depths of the Gehenna. They've sinned to the depths of Gehenna. So what in the world, what do you see there from this pasuk? It says, because of things that I command you to do in the summer, i.e. when you're reaping, when you're reaping your crops, and then you give chumas and maisers, etc., the lovas he said, but you didn't do those halachos, so then yigzulu lechem v'mei sheleg b'mos ha'gishalmim. Then the waters of the snow, i.e. the rain, will be stolen from you in the rainy season. Vim nosnin, if you do give chumas and maisers, so then is barcha, and then you get a bracha. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, avi was called masar el beit sa'otzer v'yiterf b'veisi v'chanuni gam bazoz amar Hashem tzarkos imlo avtach lechem v'sarabos ha'shamayim v'arikosi lechem bracha ad blidai. Famous Shwaki song, v'arikosi lechem bracha ad blidai. My ad blidai, what does it mean that Hashem will give you a bracha ad blidai until there is no die? So, die means enough. So there's no enough. What does that mean? Amarami barav, amarav, ad sheyivlu sif sosecha milomar dai, until your lips are worn out from saying dai, from saying enough. Meaning, you just, there'll be just a phrase that means there'll be so much abundance in Am Yisrael if you do give proper trumos and maisers. Right now, certainly the application is to give maiser from our parnasa, from the money that we get, to recognize that our parnasa is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even if we don't have fields and orchards, etc. Okay, Rabbi Simon Hashem, tomorrow the Erev Pesach, if Beis HaMikdash is not built, we will, I guess we'll have a little bit more time to give the shir. And if it is built, so maybe we'll sit and learn it together, Meri V'Yameinu, and Yerushalayim V'Yakadosh. Have a good Hatzlacha with the Bidikas Chametz and the Bir Chametz and all the Halachos of Erev Pesach and the Leil Seder. And we'll go Vayter tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem.